Ecclesial Movements and New Communities in the Mission of the Church, Priorities and Future Perspectives was the title of the third and final lecture given here at Rocca di Papa on day three of the Second World Congress. The speaker was Cardinal Angelo Scola, Patriarch of Venice. He said that these lay groups, over 150 of whom were represented at the Congress, are a visible sign of the Holy Spirit's presence in today's church. He urged them to model themselves on the early Christian communities as missionaries for the universal church in today's world.
Dalla messa in movimento, dall'impeto missionario.
His call to greater unity echoed that of another prelate, Canada's Cardinal Mark Ouellette, who yesterday admonished the tendency towards elitism and competition among the various groups active in parishes. There are no second-class Catholics, said Cardinal Scola, reflecting on Pope Benedict's message to the Congress, in which the Holy Father reminded them that they are but a means to an end, and that that end is the beauty of Christ.
Perché dove è la Chiesa, lì è anche lo Spirito di Dio.
The cardinal pointed that it is wrong to categorize these movements as purely charismatic, that it is also presumptuous to relegate diocese, parish, churches and their communities to the dimension of traditional institutions. Citing Pope John Paul's apostolic letter, Novo Millennio, he said there is room for both to coexist in the future of the church, which is first among all movements. Cardinal Scola's lecture closed a three-day Congress which hasn't failed to address some harsh criticism regarding the way in which many of the movements bring their charism or particular mission to the people. Some critics, including diocesan bishop and local priests, say that their presence among the parishioners is often divisive, particularly in some cases where more than one movement are active in the same parish, a claim I put to Father Bede McGregor, the spiritual director of the Legion of Mary, one of the oldest movements present at the meeting.
The Holy Spirit has raised up these communities with so many diverse charisms because of the actual needs, especially the needs of the non-Christian world who have never heard of Christ. I mean, I worked in India for 10 years and like 2% of the population of a billion people now is Christian. What about the 98%? Who deals with those? So new movements, new missionary movements particularly, have arisen to meet these needs. And then you have the whole world of the lapsed, who have lapsed for various reasons, you know, because of wars, because of secularization, because of all kinds of problems, you know. And I think the Holy Spirit, because he's the soul of the church, lifts up people to meet these needs, but to discover their basic Catholic vocation. I think the ultimate reason for any movement is it enables you to be a normal Catholic, because there's nothing more precious than being a normal Catholic.
For its part, the Vatican is calling for closer collaboration between local parishes, asking priests to look at how these movements and their missionary imagination can help revitalize the life of their parish, while at the same time asking these lay groups to respect the structure of the church and the authority of its pastors. Tom McCabe, International Director of the Legion of Mary, says collaboration between the two is priority.
I think the church structure is very simple. When you look at it, you've got the Pope, you have a bishop who's got responsibility then for his diocese, and the parish priest for his parish. And it's a very flat structure across the world. And the Legion of Mary has always been very faithful to the church. We may not start in a diocese without the permission of the bishop, and we may not start in a parish without the permission of the parish priest. The Legion always works very closely, hand in hand, hand in glove with the parish priest, and we seek to do that. So that, I think, is a way of ensuring that the Legion is always close to the church and that we do not go astray from it.
Another aspect highlighted by this meeting is the ecumenical benefits that can be reaped by the social outreach of many of the new communities, a point made by Cardinal Rilke, President of the Pontifical Council for the Laity. And also a question I put to Pam McLaughlin, part of a delegation of observers from other Christian communions present at the Congress.
I think it's something that all the churches face, that there is, in society generally, there is so much less knowledge of what Christian faith is about. Children in our schools in England will often not know any more about Christmas and Easter than Father Christmas and the Easter Bunny. And I think that's tragic. And one of our bishops speaks of the need to keep patiently sowing the story of the gospel. And I think we need to be doing that and giving lay Christians confidence that they do have the words and they do live the life and they have got something that they can say. And they can be part of the sowing of the seeds of the gospel.
As the conference wound down, the atmosphere among participants was that tensions derived from the juxtaposition of the traditional church and charismatic renewal have been largely resolved, but that what remains to be clarified now is how both can be integrated on a practical level into the life of the local church. From Rocca di Papa, I'm Eimear McCarthy.